All of our life, we are faced with many decisions. We're faced with many decisions to decide what it is we want to do with ourselves. One of the major decisions that we're faced with is the decision to live or to die. To live or to die, this is a basic decision, and it's one that we really should give a lot of attention to, but we don't. The attention that we should give to the concept of to live or to die is whether we want to live or whether we want to die. We have every moment the opportunity to be killed. We have every moment the opportunity to die. We have every moment the opportunity to leave this wonderful planet Earth and go off to some other dimension. Going away is not a bad thing or a difficult thing, but are we enjoying ourselves here? And if we're enjoying ourselves here, then perhaps we'd like to live. Do we find being on planet Earth an exciting adventure? Then let's plan to live. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. What decision can we make to plan to live? Well, every moment we can take is a precious moment. It is the most important moment that we'll ever live. Every moment we can take as a moment that we want to decide what is our value in life. If we're going to give any attention to the opposite, then that's what we'll experience. So let's give attention only to the thought that we really want to experience, and that is to live. So every moment, no matter what happens, we think of living. We think of looking at a seed and holding it in our hand and saying, oh, I can plant this in the ground and it will grow. And it will bring me a flower, an aster, a tulip, whatever it will do, it will bring me something beautiful. Yes, even tulips have seeds. We think that tulips only have bulbs, but they have seeds too. And bulbs are much easier to work with. But what is it that we're dealing with? We're dealing with the joy of life. The joy of living, the joy of being whole and perfect. And perhaps that's a big issue for everyone, the idea of being whole and perfect. If we were whole and perfect, sure we'd like to live. How many people have said, I don't want to live in this body. I don't want to live forever in this body. It's bad enough I'm living now. Well, they certainly have an unhappy attitude about their body, an unhappy attitude about this life. And that's okay. We are privileged to do anything we wish to do and not be held accountable for it by our peers and by our neighbors, but we are held accountable for it by the principle, the law of cause and effect. When we disparage our body thinks that we no longer care for it. We no longer love it. When we disparage our body and say that our body is negative or bad or evil, or that because we've lost a limb, or because we have some disease, or because we have some problem, that the end of the world is there. Well, if we want it to be, it'll be there. People have died over the simplest things, over a shock of a remark that someone makes. And people have lived, as I have witnessed, of one old man who was about 75 or 78 or something like that, and he had an accident in Atwater, California. And the telephone pole popped over and stuck him right through the stomach and went right out the other side. Amazing? Yes, truly amazing. They cut it off, took him to the hospital, and removed it gently and slowly, and nothing was broken. Amazing. Nothing was pierced. All of the cells, oh, a few little capillaries perhaps, but all of the major arteries, none of the bones. The nerves seemed to be intact, everything seemed to be perfect, and they put him back together again, and he lived for another 10 years. It's 88 about when he passed on, but he didn't die of the injuries of the telephone pole going, and what a traumatic shock that would be. Wow! I mean, that would scare the bejabbers out of anybody, but not him. He just says, I want to live. He says, I got so much I want to do, I'm having so much fun. And so the doctors put him back together again, and he continued with his fun. Amazing man. But not so amazing. Why did he have the experience with the telephone pole? perhaps just a challenge for himself to see how he would handle such a situation. Truly, that's what it was. And he handled it in a beautiful fashion, untouched, unblemished, beautiful. Now, another person, having the same experience, would die just from the traumatic effect of seeing that thing or knowing that was happening to them, not realizing they didn't have to die. One man fell out of an airplane, and his parachute didn't open, and he landed on the ground, crunch, crunch, and he's a young fellow in the Air Force, and they took him to the hospital, and they fixed him up as best they could, and worked on him as best they could, and they said, "You're not going to walk, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that," and he said, "Yes, I am." And at night, he somehow would crawl across the street to the gymnasium and work out by himself over there and crawl back before anyone found him. And in no time, he was building strength inside of himself, building. And in a few years, he was up walking. He was up doing all the things that he loved to do. And he really went out for the various marathon races and things that, like that, which take a very highly skilled athlete to follow through with both breathing and with muscular coordination. Now, he shouldn't have done that, but he had a desire to live. You say that's a tenacious desire. Indeed it is. But we do not need to have even so tenacious a desire to live. Our desire to live can be just as simple as saying, "I like me. I enjoy living in this body. I wouldn't mind living forever in this body. I am happy with this body." And the body listens to you and responds to you and says, "Hey, you're a great guy. You're a great being. I want to perform in a great way for you." Now, the body is not another intelligence. It's not another person. It's not another entity. It is you, but it is an aspect of you that listens and hears and acts upon it. Just like you have an aspect of you that's hungry, and an aspect of you that hears, an aspect of you that sees, an aspect of you that speaks, an aspect of you that does many other things. So our body is an aspect of us that is waiting for us to make a decision what it is we want for it. So today, claim with me that you live in your eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. And it is done. So, happy to have you call the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capital, California. If you want, you can call another toll-free number, 888-463-8654, for exciting information covering your healing needs. And when you call 1-888-463-8654, you'll be talking to a practitioner right at that moment who will deal with you as a practitioner. And whatever your problem, listen carefully and follow what is said. For what is said is that you are whole and perfect right now. Thank you. Right at this moment, you call. That's what will happen to you. 1-888-463-8654. To be or not to be, to live or to die. The choice is ours. If we spend time on dying, then that's all right too. But why not spend time on living, that every moment we live is the most fascinating, dynamic, powerful, and vital moment of our life. Have a wonderful being, a wonderful day, a wonderful time. And I love you so very much.